Just kind of curious, but when there's reference to Ajahn Chah telling the monk who he wanted to meditate to keep having him do chores and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Having lived with Lopur Chah, do you think that people got results in doing that? Because sometimes it seems almost the exact opposite of what like the suttas would say, like, because there's an empty tree, it's like...
Well, then also Ajahn Amaro left out the bit that sometimes Ajahn Chah would tell people who were looking for business, get back to their kutti again. Quit hanging around, keeping yourself occupied, and go back to your kutti. So it's that... That story of Ajahn Chah, where he sees somebody, all I do is see people walking down a road, and they're going off to the left into the ditch there, and I'm like, go right. And the opposite is true. So that is looking for balance. So and then of course the reality is at different times in our own practice, then those balances are also needed. But that, And also the monk that Ajahn Amaro was referencing was a monk who was extremely adept at meditation, and so that his ability for his mind to go into samadhi took very little time. And his mind could stay in, say in jhana for an hour, 10 hours, 24 hours, consistent. He'd just disappear for 24 hours, 36 hours, no problem. It's solid. So then Ajahn Chah says, well, yeah, your mind can do that, but then when you come out, you're still... get drawn to your desires, get caught by your aversions. So that sense of the continuity of mindfulness and necessity for relinquishment.